a prison has rules, obviously, and they, the inmates have rules that they have to follow. But the inmates have their own set of rules also. So when you get into prison, there's rules you have to follow as a prisoner of the jail, but there's also rules you have to follow inside the prison. So and people get institutionalized. You know, people go back and they just don't have anything else. You have a bad record. You have some kind of felony against you, and it's hard to get a job. And so people turn back to the only thing they know to do, which is crime. There's a racist segregation that happens the first day that you walk into prison. So the first day you walk into prison, if you're white, you go with the whites. If you're black, you go with the blacks. If you're Mexican, you go with the Mexicans. It's just the way it is. And there's nothing that can stop that, you know, unless you just are a lone ranger. But most the first day that you get in there, you're going to get approached by someone in your race. Look, I don't believe in races, okay? Amen. But prison promotes racism.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, we talk about not being segregated and everything, but the first thing you do when you go into prison is get segregated. So it's pretty weird, right? Acts chapter 17, verse 26 says, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." So God says, and we know from the Bible, that there's only one blood. We all bleed the same color when we get cut. It's red, right? So there's no, we don't believe in racism, and I think it's really weird when Christians are racist. It's like, have you not read the Bible? Have you not read? You know, it's weird. So, but, you know, in prison, that's one wicked, there's a wicked thing that happens right away is that they segregate you based on your race, all right? And you arrive and you have your charges in your hand. You have your fish kit is what they call it. You know, like, it's because the first day you go to prison, they call you a fresh fish. So, yeah, that's, I wouldn't want to be called a fresh fish, okay? But that's what they call them. They give you a kit, which is like your razor and, you know, a toothbrush. And, you know, then, you know, you walk and everybody's yelling and screaming weird stuff at you. So, what, you know, that's the welcome pack that you get. The Department of Corrections gives you when entering a jail or prison, which, you know, like I said, it's a toothbrush, comb, toothpaste, and razor. So a gang member of your race approaches you to try to bring you into their gang. That's the first thing that happens. All right. So immediately you're promoted to be into a gang. And so based upon your race. So if you're white and you're not racist, guess where you're going? To the skinhead gang, to the white supremacist gang, right? And, you know, and so on and so forth. So, you know, that doesn't sound like fun, does it? Like being forced to do all these things. They're like, well, don't be a criminal. Well, not everybody that goes to jail deserves to be treated like that. Amen. You know, and obviously the Bible system is way different than the system of the world we live in. But we think, oh, yeah, Christian, you know, America is founded on Christian principles. Well, their prison system isn't founded on Christian principles. And I would also just say that America is not founded on Christian principles, okay?
Amen.